Welcome to Kapat Speech and Hearing Clinic podcast brought to you by Ms. Annalee, your trusted source for understanding speech and hearing disorders. In today's episode, we will explore common conditions and treatment options for speech and hearing disorders. So, let's dive right in. Speech and hearing disorders can affect people of all ages, and they can have a significant impact on an individual's communication disabilities and overall quality of life. Fortunately, there are various conditions that fall under this category, and there are treatment options available to help individuals overcome these challenges. Let's start by discussing some common speech disorders. One such condition is called articulation disorder. This disorder affects how people pronounce certain sounds or words. It can result in difficulties in forming specific sounds, leading to speech that may be difficult to understand. Speech therapy is often recommended for individuals with articulation disorders, where they work with a speech-language pathologist to improve their pronunciation skills. Another common speech disorder is stuttering. Stuttering is characterized by disruptions in the flow of speech, such as repetitions, prolongations, or blocks of sounds or words. Stuttering can be managed through speech therapy techniques, which help individuals develop strategies to improve their fluency and reduce the frequency of stuttering episodes. Moving on to the hearing disorders, one prevalent condition is sensorineural hearing loss. This type of hearing loss occurs when the delicate hair cells in the inner ear are damaged or not functioning correctly. Sensorineural hearing loss can be caused by factors such as aging, exposure to loud noise, certain medications, or genetic conditions. Treatment options for sensorineural hearing loss may include hearing aids, cochlear implants, or assistive listening devices, depending on the severity and individual needs. Another hearing disorder worth mentioning is tinnitus. Tinnitus is a perception of sound, such as ringing or buzzing in the ears or head, without any external source. It can be caused by various factors, including exposure to loud noise, certain medications, or underlying health conditions. While there is no cure for tinnitus, management techniques such as sound therapy, counseling, and relaxation techniques can help individuals cope with the symptoms and improve their quality of life. Remember, if you or your loved one is experiencing speech or hearing difficulties, it is essential to seek professional help from a speech-language pathologist or audiologist. They can evaluate your condition, provide a diagnosis, and help and develop a personalized treatment plan tailored to your specific needs. That concludes today's episode of the Kapat Speech and Hearing Clinic podcast. We hope this brief overview of common speech and hearing disorders, along with their treatment options, has been informative for you. If you have any further questions, or would you like to schedule an appointment, please visit our website at www.kapar.com.